This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our actions. Whomever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever is misguided cannot be guided except through Him. I bear witness and I testify that there is none worthy of worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final prophet and His most perfect worshipper. As to what follows, dear Muslims, Allah Azza wa Jal has reminded us in the Quran to be conscious of Him when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ Dear Muslims, in the verses about fasting, we always talk about the first half of the verse because we're talking about Ramadan. But there's a phrase in there we overlook because we're more interested in the siyam and whatnot. And that phrase, Allah says, whoever is traveling or sick, they can make up the fast later on. Then Allah says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ Allah wants to make things easy for you. He doesn't want to make things difficult. Today is the day of Eid. We're not talking about fasting. But we will talk about ease. We will talk about this phrase in the Quran, that in the middle of one of the actions that is very difficult for so many of us, fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, Allah wants to make things easy for you. He does not want to make things difficult for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other verses in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has not placed burdens on you in this religion. He has not placed burdens on you in this religion. This deen, this religion, does not have difficulties in it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ. Allah wants to lift your burdens away from you. He's not placing burdens on you. This religion, O Muslim, the rules of our religion, our sharia, our deen from the beginning to the end, is a manifestation of ease. It's a manifestation of convenience. In fact, there's a chapter in Islamic sciences called the maxims of fiqh, qawa'id fiqhiyya. There's an entire discipline. And there are five main ones, and there are many subsidiary ones. And one of the main maxims, these are the legal rulings from which all rulings can be derived. One of the legal rulings, one of the five big ones, is the more difficult life becomes, the easier the sharia becomes. كُلَّمَا ضَاقَ الْأَمْرِ اتَّسَعَ. When things become difficult, the sharia becomes easy. This is one of the main principles of our religion. I say this, dear Muslims, because sometimes those amongst us who haven't studied Islam and they're not practicing Islam, they have a misunderstanding. Oh, it's difficult to be religious. It's burdensome to be religious. And the entirety of the sharia from beginning to end is meant for ease. And one small khutbah will not illustrate all of these rulings. But subhanAllah, where does one begin? From the chapter of wudu and tahara. If you do not have water, all you need to do is hit your hands on the sand and perform tayammum. If you don't have water for ghusl, still do tayammum. Wherever you are, you may pray. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has made the whole earth for me a place of purity and a place of prayer. So wherever somebody of my ummah finds himself, they can pray there. If they have water, alhamdulillah, and face the qibla. If they have no water, do tayammum and face the qibla. If you don't know where the qibla is, guess and then pray, and it will all be accepted. No matter what the circumstance, you will find your place to do wudu or tayammum, and you will find the means to pray. The same goes for salah. Our Prophet ﷺ said, if you're able to stand when you're praying, stand in your fard salah. If for whatever reason you cannot, you're sick or you're in the plane, whatever it might be, then pray sitting down. If you can't even do this, then pray even on your side. Our scholars say, even if you cannot move on your side, you can just move your eyelids. Our scholars say, if you're on your deathbed, you can't even do this. Just imagine your salah, and that will be your salah. In the middle of the battle, in the middle of the war, when you cannot turn around, you may pray as you are. Whatever the situation, how difficult it becomes, the sharia becomes easy. The chapter of fasting in the Quran, whoever is sick, whoever is traveling, and from fiqh we learn the ladies that cannot fast if they are in their time of the month, or if they are feeding a child, or if they are pregnant and they're worried for themselves, all of the obligation to fast is lifted, and they may make it up or they may give the fidya depending on the circumstance. The same goes for the hajj as well. So many concessions are found. The same goes for business transactions, and the evidences are on and on. Now somebody says, but hold on a sec, fasting is not easy. We say, aha, there's a difference between a little bit of effort to show Allah you're serious versus making life difficult. There's no doubt waking up for fajr is an inconvenience. There's no doubt doing wudu when it's cold is not, you know, the most pleasant of things. But if you look at it, the sharia only requires a level of discomfort that is bearable. It's to show that, yes, I really want Allah's salvation. I want to get Allah's mercy. I'm serious in this. But once the level of irritation becomes difficult that you cannot bear, life-threatening, well then, Allah says in the Quran, if you have nothing else to eat, even the pig becomes halal. No problem. Allah wants to make things easy for you. He does not want to make things difficult for you. The sharia, all of it is ease. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And therefore, brothers and sisters, those of you, especially after this month is over, who have this conception that, to be religious means I'm living a constrained life, I'm living a difficult life. I urge you to dispel this misconception from your mind. I urge you to rethink and reconsider, because the one who embraces Islam and the one who chooses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who becomes religious finds a level of comfort in the heart, finds a level of pleasure in the worship of Allah that makes the slight discomfort of praying, of doing wudu, of fasting, infinitely worth any discomfort that one might face. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not make the religion difficult for us. Look at how easy it is to be a practicing Muslim. Out of all of our day, 24 hours, Allah says, do as you please, just spend 15, 20 minutes a day in your 5 daily salawat. That's all. The whole day is yours. But after every few hours, take a few minutes break. Turn your back to the dunya. Face the qibla of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show me that you're serious. Out of all of the wealth that Allah has given us, Uncle Sam asks us 30% of our income. And Allah asks us 2.5% of our savings. Is there any comparison? Savings, which means if you didn't have the whatever is saved for the full year, it means that you have to look at the surplus that you've had for the whole year. If you spent it on your rent, you spent it on your children's education, then there is no zakat on what you have spent for your needs. What is remaining, the surplus after 1 year, not even after 1 month, that surplus in your bank account, 2.5%. Yet still, many of us find that difficult. The whole year, eat and drink as you please. Ramadan, just during the daylight hours, from Fajr to Maghrib, show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your dedication. These are the fara'id. Add to this the hajj for those that are physically capable and those that can afford that journey for hajj once in a lifetime, and you have done the bare minimum practicing of Islam. Then look at the major sins. What are the major sins? Murder and adultery and these sins that are actually harmful for society. Every sin that Allah has forbidden is harmful for you and society. Look at drugs. Look at alcohol. More people are killed by alcohol than any other substance abuse in this country. When Allah has forbidden something, He has done so because in forbidding it is our life. In forbidding this substance is our life. So all of the major sins, without exception, are detrimental to our spirituality and even to our physical bodies. Allah has not made that which is beneficial to us haram. Allah has only made that which is harmful to us haram. In other words, if you actually follow the sharia, you will live a better lifestyle, a healthier lifestyle. And on top of this, you will gain Allah's pleasure. Dear Muslims, being religious is not a burden. It is liberating. Being religious is not constraint. It is the essence of freedom. To embrace religiosity and to want to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will liberate you like nothing else. Ultimate liberation is in subjugating yourself only to Allah. You will free your souls from the shackle of this world, the shackle of pleasures, the shackle of every vice and haram. You will free yourself for the worship of Allah. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, on this auspicious day of Eid al-Fitr, when we finished 1 month of fasting, 1 month of somewhat rigorous, it's not very rigorous to be honest, because look, we did enjoy our lives. We enjoyed food, good food, plenty of good iftaris we enjoyed. We enjoyed good companionship. In this is a sign, to be religious doesn't mean you give up the pleasures of this world. In fact, perhaps the best illustration of what this means, on the day of Eid, which is meant to be the most spiritual day and the best day, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to dress up in our finest garments, to take a shower and ghusl, to put on perfume. He said to us, ayyamu Eidin, ayyamu aklin wa shurb. He literally said this, the days of Eid, these are the days of eating and drinking. We are supposed to eat and drink. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ الْعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. The good food and the good clothes, They're not haram. Allah says, I made them for you. I made them for you. Allah Azza wa Jal is encouraging us to dress nice on Eid, to eat well on Eid, but within that which is reasonable and within the guidelines of the Sharia. Dear Muslims, being religious is not something that subjugates you, it liberates you. Turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and embracing a lifestyle of ethical and spiritual virtue is the ultimate source of your happiness in this world and the next. And on this day of Eid, when we are supposed to be on the holiest day, throughout the day we say takbirat, and along with this, we are also wearing our best and eating our best. This is the religion of Islam. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. What a beautiful religion Allah has given us. What a magnificent faith Allah has given us. Everything is easy. The Sharia is easy. Our religion is easy. The rituals are easy. So then why, O Muslim, do we find it so difficult to embrace this ease? On this day of Eid, I remind myself and all of you to embrace the lifestyle of Islam, and you will, insha'Allah ta'ala, taste the sweetness in this world before the next. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you with and through the Quran, and may He make us of those who His verses they understand and applies halal and haram throughout our lifespan. I ask Allah's forgiveness. You as well ask Him, for He is the Ghafoor and the Rahman. الحمد لله الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد وبعد. Dear Muslims, on this day of happiness, on this day of rejoice, even if it is a day of happiness, one of the things we do need to consider and think about for our own good is the family and friends who we do not have on this day. Last Eid we had some people sitting here, they're not here. And all of us, especially during the last 2-3 years because of the COVID crisis, we have lost close relatives, friends, family, and they are no longer with us. Eid was different with them. We would celebrate with them, broader family, broader friends. And a day will come when those memories will be of me and you, and the people will be left behind thinking of us. So yes, it is good to be happy and rejoice. Yes, it is good to be merry. But along with this merriment, there should be a practical understanding that this life is temporary. And eventually, the number of Eids we have will finish up. But there's a quota up there. There is a quota for the number of Eids I will be enjoying and you will be enjoying. It is an exact number. It is a precise number. Allah knows it. I don't know it. Even the Malakul Maut does not know it right now. Allah knows it. And it is in our books. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Everything is qadar. That number is diminishing every single Eid we celebrate. One Eid less, and then the next Eid less, and then the next Eid less. So yes, be merry and happy, but always in your mind, keep this point in mind, that this dunya is temporary, and we have to prepare for the akhirah. So whatever we do within the limits of Allah, within the hudud of Allah. Whatever we do, we make sure we do not cross the red line of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do cross that line, we repent to Allah, and we repent, and we repent, and we never stop from repenting. This is the reality of life. So enjoy your Eid today, and especially with family, I keep on reminding ourselves, oh parents, shower your children with love on this day. Give them memories on this day that they will cherish and wish to replicate when they have kids, when they become your age. Pass down, this is our legacy now. This is the religion of Islam as practiced in this land now. So today, make it special for your children. Make sure this is the happiest day for them. Every single Eid, you want to shower them with love so that insha'Allah ta'ala, they enjoy this day, this religious festival, this day of Eid that goes back to the time, even before the Prophet, but of course our Prophet revived it. They need to know this is the holiest day of the year and make them feel special on this day. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me and you and accept all of our good deeds on this day. Allahumma inni da'in fa'amminu. Allahumma la tadana fi hadha al-yawmi dhanban illa ghafarta, wala hamman illa farajta, wala daynan illa qadayta, wala maridan illa shafayta, wala asiran illa yassarta. Allahumma ghafir lana wa li ikhwanina alladhina sabakuna bil iman, wala taj'al fi qulubina غنى إلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى أمركم بأمر بدأ به بنفسه وثنى بملائكة قدسه وثلث بكم أيها المؤمنون من جنه وإنسه، فقال عز من قائل عليما: إن الله وملائكة يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. عباد الله، إن الله تعالى يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه يزد لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أكبر. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله. Brothers and sisters, there will be a Salat al-Janazah after our Salah. So please remain in your places and the Janazah will be brought forward and we'll do a Salat al-Janazah. Stow.
Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب، أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان، فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
If we can bring the janazah in, inshallah. Bismillah. If the family members want to come to the front, inshallah. We'll be praying janazah for Sister Bilqis Begum. Her family has asked that if there's any outstanding loans or any debts, then the son will take care of them. Please come up to the family afterwards. Salatul janazah is 4 takbirat. The first takbirah, you recite Surah Al-Fatiha. The second one, you recite the Durood Sharif, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, all the way to the end. After the third takbirah, you make dua for the deceased. If you know the Arabic dua, say it. If not, you may make dua in any language. Make dua for maghfirah, for her maghfirah. Make dua for ease in the next life in the barzakh. Make dua from your heart. After the fourth takbir, you may say, stay silent, or say, Rabbana atina fid dunya. And then there is the taslim, the salam. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman.
الله أكبر. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
So whoever wishes to accompany is going to be going to Farmersville. So please put your car, put the marking on your car, inshallah. The signal, and then come behind the janazah, inshallah.